Donald McGuire was convicted in 2006 on 5 counts of indecent behavior with a former student. The crimes occurred in the late 1960s at a cabin in Fontana, Wisconsin. Peter Isley of the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the ruling assures that McGuire will remain behind bars and paves the way for more prosecutions of priests like Tom Erickson, who worked in the Superior Diocese. Isley says Erickson was accused of molesting children in the 1980s, and like McGuire, Erickson left Wisconsin when the first complaints of abuse surfaced.
He fled the state. He's being investigated now. This should really green light his and other cases, put it on a fast track, and allow prosecutors to remove any obstruction they feel is in the way of their investigation and prosecutions of people like Erickson.
The attorney for Donald McGuire, Robert Hennick, says the ruling is a troubling one for anyone facing charges for a crime committed decades ago.
Especially when, as in this case, the alleged victims waited until most of the live witnesses that could have rebutted their claims were dead. Any of us would have a very significant problem with being able to defend ourselves.
Victim advocacy groups say this ruling should prompt the legislature to take up the Child Victims Act that never came to a vote in the past session. If passed, that bill would increase the statute of limitations for child sex abuse and allow people to bring civil suits against abusive priests. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.